Big Gator Swamp seems calm. The murky water swirl around mangrove roots and the knees of cypress trees. Sawgrass litters the edges of the shores. A few mosquitoes swarm around the only living creatures in sight, two people sitting in a kayak. They are a man and woman, a couple, a husband and wife, in fact. The man casts his pole. The bobber lands with a plunk on the water and stays there. He sits back in his seat, utterly relaxed. His wife is not relaxed, despite her efforts. She closes the book she's been reading, one with a shirtless male torso on the cover. "Larry, how long are we going to stay out here?" she asks. "These things take time," he says. "But we've been out here like an hour, and you haven't caught a thing." "There's a reason it's called fishing and not catching," he says, as if that will satisfy her. She slaps her arm as a mosquito lands on it. "Well, I'm getting tired of it." "I thought you said you wanted to spend more time together," he says. "When I said that, I meant we should go out to eat somewhere other than McDonald's. Or we should get couples massages. Or see a movie." Larry looks back at his wife. "Look, Diane, if you don't want to stay, why don't you go ahead and go home? You can pick me up in a few hours." "Fine, let me off." Larry paddles the kayak to the nearest shore, careful to hold on to his pole. The bobber drags on the surface of the water behind him. Diane carefully steps off the kayak, clutching her romance book close to her chest. After all, it'll be all the companionship she has for the next few hours. Larry pushes the kayak off the shore and turns back around to monitor the bobber. Diane hesitates before she heads off towards the main trail. Just as she's about to leave, Larry's bobber dives underneath the surface of the water.
"Whoa! I hooked a big one!"
Diane turns around to watch Larry and his big one. She sees a shape in the water beneath a kayak, a shape that doesn't much look like a fish.
"Larry, there's something in the water!" "Yeah, the biggest catch of my life!"
At that moment, the line snaps. Larry curses a blue streak.
"Larry, there was really something big in the water!"
Diane says again, backing away. Her husband turns around with fire in his eyes, ready to shift his anger onto her. But before he can utter a single word, something, large and scaly, with teeth the size of his forearm, erupts out of the water, jaws closing shut over him and the kayak with a crash. Diane screams, drops her book, and runs away as fast as she can.
Yikes.
Wow. Okay, possible relative to the Loch Ness Monster. I don't know.
I guess we'll get to find out.